Now,
so we'll do today in the deeper sense of tkiyas, of the kavanot tkiyot, and the kavanot tfilot according to the Ramchal. But first let me frame Rosh Hashanah. What is Rosh Hashanah? What happened in the day of Rosh Hashanah? So the Shloh says that the day of Rosh Hashanah was established because you would assume because it's the date of the creation of Adam. Adam was created on that day. Says the Shloh, the Midrash says that's not the reason. The reason is because on that day, there was the sin of Etz Hadaat. Etz Hadaat, the tree of knowledge, happened on that day. And the world was Yetzah Bedimus. The world was supposed to be, Adam was supposed to die, B'yom HaChalcha Mimeno Tamut, and God gave him an extension. So this is what we are trying to achieve here, is that God gave an extension to Adam to correct, to rectify Etz Hadaat. Okay? And Rosh Hashanah is the ability for every year for us to rectify, to bring the world closer to the pre-Etz Hadaat world. Okay? Now, for us to understand, what does Etz Hadaat mean in Chazal? Now, in Chazal, the idea of Etz Hadaat was that the world was connected to God. Godliness was evident, was perceptive. It was a world where godliness and spirituality was something that was experienced in the existence of this world. We know that what happened after Chet Etz Hadaat is the Daat and Etz Hadaat and Etz Chaim were separated. There was a separation between Etz Hadaat and Etz Chaim, and this is called the Laat Acheref HaMitapechet. This is the basically the sword, the basically changing, switching swords. And the idea is that the world was created a barrier between the world of physical and the world of spiritual. There lost the symmetry. You can't perceive. There is knowledge, and there is rational, and there is a story that creates a barrier between this and the world of spiritual. This is called the Or HaNachash. We know that God gave Kotnot Or. God, after Chet Etz Hadaat, what happened? Adam needed clothing. Kotnot Or. So the clothing that we assume is like physical clothing. But what Chazal say, and the Zohar says, is the clothing is the skin and is the skin of the snake. So the world before, Pirkei Rabbeleizer says, before Chet Etz Hadaat, the body of a person was made out of nails. And the reason why nails, because it's translucent. You could see inside. Nails. Human nails. It was made out of nails. What it means that the skin did not create a barrier. You saw the inside. You saw the pinus. Because there was nothing creating a barrier. From then on, there was the skin. The world was involved with a physical surface. And that surface creates a barrier. Now, the word nachash in itself, and I think I mentioned it here before, the word nachash in Hebrew, the meaning of the word nachash, snake, is the same as the shoresh of loten nachashu. There is a yisur of loten nachashu. What's the nachashu? The nachashu is guessing. That people had the superstition that if you did X, let's say you're eating, and the bread fell out of your mouth, you try to correlate that's a semen to something else. That's called the guessing. The world of Chet Etz Hadaat is a world that created a separation. That is separation. It created a separation that now you don't know the meaning of things. You don't know the meaning of life. We can't see God. We can't see spirituality. That surface created the nachash that today we guess. We see today a debate happening between Trump and Clinton, and there are the pundits who see who wins the debate, who has a better policy. But they don't realize that the world here is connected to a much greater reality that is within this world. Chet Etz Hadaat created this separation. The day of Rosh Hashanah is the day that we try to bring God to be present in our lives, that the world should not be a barrier. The Pasuk of Malchiot, there is a Rabbi Yoshe Be'er of Soloveitchik, Boston, says a beautiful idea. There is a Pasuk of Malchiot that says, Ko amar Hashem Melech Yisrael v'kolo. Ani Rishon v'ani Acharon mibaladai nirgim. So said the God, the King of Israel, I'm the first, I'm the last, and there's nothing but me. And this is one of the Pasuk in Malchus. So Rabbi Yoshi Be'er asks, one second, that doesn't make sense. Because the Gemara says that you cannot qualify in Malchus to use a Pasuk that qualifies or limits God to a nation. And here it says, Melech Yisrael v'golo, the King of Israel. So that's not Malchus. Says Rabbi Yoshi Be'er, the Malchus of the Pasuk is not Ko Amar Hashem Melech Yisrael v'golo. That's not what it is. The Pasuk of Malchus is, Ani Rishon v'ani Acharon u'mibaladai elokim. And the first time, the last time, there's nothing but me. This is this existence that we are reflecting God. And God is hidden within the reality. It's not that God rules over reality, but that this world is hiding a deeper reality. The Rosh Hashanah is the understanding of that deeper reality. And it's a reflection of the present. The Baal HaTanya always says that the Pasuk, the Zohar, goes on the Pasuk Vayihi Hayom, and there was the day. And Vayihi Hayom relates to Rosh Hashanah. Vayihi Hashanamit. And the Rav Moshe Zakut, one of the great interpreters of the Zohar, explains that the word Hayom, this day, the day, relates to Rosh Hashanah. Because a day of judgment is any day. But the idea of Rosh Hashanah, we see the shofar, is to see the day, the Hei Hayedia, what the day really is. It's always a mindfulness of the present, of experience the present, having a deeper experience of the world, is the Hayoim, is the Hei idea of the day. The same way that Elohim is Begimatria Hateva, the nature, because that's the essence of the nature is God, the Hateva, not Teva, nature is not Begimatria Elohim, but the word Hateva, the Hei idea, the it, the Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. And all the experience is to experience God, to experience God's reality in this world. And all the davening in Tkiya Shofar revolve around this idea to experience the world of pre-Etz Hadaat. When the world godliness was in this world, this world didn't create a barrier, to remove the surface, to see the Hayoim is a meditative experience of the present. In today's day and age, there is such a thing called mindfulness. Mindfulness is the experience of the present, because we live in a world that we don't experience the present. We don't listen to the present. People are focused on the future, planning for a vacation, planning for something, or people are dwelling in the past, but they don't experience the present, experience the existence. And all Rosh Hashanah is the experience of the present. And that's why the davening is long. There is a lot of repetition. And that's what Shofar is all about. So we were going to talk about what's the experience of Shofar. Because the experience of Shofar is the experience of Hayoim, is the mindfulness, is the meditation of the present, of the existence, of seeing beyond, of paying attention to things. Many times we have so much hashgacha that follows us and surrounds us, and we're just oblivious to it. The idea of Rosh Hashanah is to have a deeper hasaga of the present. It's the idea of Hayoim. And all the davening revolves around this idea, and the davening is very consistent. We are repeating again and again and again this idea. Okay? So what I would like to do is first start with Shofar, because I think it's very important, and then we're going to go into ideas of the davening at the Ramchal. So the Ramchal explains the idea of Shofar on page 8. It's called the Shofarot. Okay, it's the last three lines of page Hay in the bottom, and it's the idea of Shofarot. And I think that this is the idea the Maral always says. The day of judgment. We see, we make Rosh Hashanah the day of judgment, the fear of judgment. But the fear of judgment, if you look, the Torah Shebichtav doesn't even mention the day of judgment. If it's such a central point of Rosh Hashanah, why doesn't the Torah Shebichtav even allude to it? Says the Maharal, because their judgment is a statement of fact, but that you don't celebrate that. That's not a Jewish celebration. Since when are you going to celebrate your judgment? What you celebrate is the truva, is the shofar. The day of Rosh Hashanah is the day of shofar. That's what it is. That's a celebration. And the idea of shofar, once we see the Maharal, the Ramchal, and you see that this follows the Rambam, this follows in the deeper sense, this is the celebration of the Yom Tov. So it's why it's so central, because all the davening revolves around the great shofar. The great shofar is the experience of Rosh Hashanah. So we have to go into it and go into details. There is a great idea, which is the shofar that we commanded. The power of the shofar when it's blown down here, the koch shorsho lemala, and the spiritual counterpart of the shofar in the worlds, in the higher worlds, who lachzik hatov ulichpot hara, is the ability to take the good and to the good to take over or to actually subjugate evil. And the answer is very simple, Rabbi Yisrael. The world is words, right? We verbalize the world. But the world has a real truth, an inner truth, which is a voice. And that voice is the innate truth of the world. Is the innate, instinctive, intuitive truth of the world. And that is the voice of the shofar. The voice of the shofar, the definition of a shofar. What's a shofar? It's a horn. But says the Ramban, is a horn. The horn has to be made in two parts. There is the external and the internal. And you have to remove the external and you blow the air through the internal part of the shofar. The shofar, the Zohar says, the Baal HaTanya always explains, it's the voice pre-words. It's the innate voice. And that's the voice of life. The shofar is that good of the world. That's before words, before stories, the reality of the world, which is the voice, which is the reality of the spiritual source of the world, which the world screams to it. Before we verbalize, before we put words to it, to see the essence. It's the essence of our neshamas also. There is a neshama, there is a part of our deep neshama. That's before the cognitive, before the rational, before the consciousness, which is the subconscious, that's within us, that wants to cleave to spirituality. That's why you see the people who are not frum. Push comes the shove, they will die al Kiddush Hashem. People can't live a life they don't cleave to something bigger. Isn't it like Ner Hashem Nishma Sodom? So that voice is the experience of the shofar. And this is how God overtakes evil. Vetire. Shebechar chetos shel adam harishon. After chetetz adat. The shofar is what's taking away and rectifying chetetz adat. Nitarev atov bera v'nichbash tachtav. The good and the evil got mixed, and the good was put underneath a layer of evil. Evil means the world was created in a surface, that we have a surface which is not only the physical, that hides, controls, obfuscates, spiritual, but it creates a story that's very hard to go to the reality of things. We have a veneer, meaning we have a veneer, and the veneer is not only physical, it's spiritual also. Ubizman, so this is the world, and the world in Chazal is saying that Etz HaChaim is separate from Etz HaDaat. Knowledge, cognitive knowledge, created a barrier that you can't reach life. You realize that all the higher experiences of life are experiences which cannot be verbalized. You cannot verbalize. When Bohr, they told him he saw quantum, and they said, okay, try to explain to us. And they say, quantum is an experience pre-speech, is beyond words. Great, awesome experiences are, in good English, ineffable. There is the ineffability. Anything that you could limit and you could reduce to words is reductive. It's reductive because you're taking experiences. The world of words is the world of Da'at that is separate from the reality of higher experience, love. Like deep love. If you love your spouse, you don't need your spouse to explain what she wants. You know it's there. Something which is truth. Truth hits you. I told you. You don't have to explain. Anytime you have to explain to somebody truth. Like mathematics, right? Some people who are connected to mathematics, the world is mathematical, and it's self-evident. So the self-evidence is Yetzer Chaim. The world of words, of explanations, of reductive, is the world of words. And that's how the world was put into it. The world of Das, quash experience. Ubizmana Matan Torah, hine yotza tov mitochara. The spiritual Matan Torah, purple. What was Matan Torah? Was a very high experience of Torah. Chazal say, somebody asked, we know from Rashi's Mashma, the Mishnah Berurah says, right, that after Matan Torah they had a problem because they couldn't eat, because the kelim were, all the vessels were not kosher. But one second. So somebody who is my relative asks us a simple question. Where did they have time to learn all the halachot? You're right, in the world of Da'at, it takes time to learn the halachot, you have to go and explain. But they were ro'im et ha'kolot. They saw the call. Because it's a reality. It's a perception. That perception was in Matan Torah. That's why Chazal says, Irkin Shamayim Va'aretz. The spiritual came into Aretz. It became self-evident. It became perceptive. V'nit gaber v'shalat. So by Matan Torah was the shofar. And the shofar was that voice that comes, that represents the Mesirus Nefesh of Yitzchak. That Yitzchak was ready to give up all of his life to be connected to God. So the shofar is that inner voice, which is not broken in words, is pre-verbal. And that voice is the experience of that voice which is within us, which is the reality that permeates everything. And this is what the shofar is all about. So the shofar is that connection, that experience. And then you have to verbalize. That's why the Rasadia Gaon has 10 kavanot. Because you verbalize that experience in your own ways. Like Jacob Katz says, you don't need the. So when you have these strong experiences, and that reminds you to see that the world is all God's expression. So that feeling of connection that you have to hear the shofar and to say, you know something, the world is nothing but an image that we are representing God's will. And that's the connection to Him. So how you verbalize, so He says, Malchut, there are so many ways of verbalizing, but you're verbalizing a deeper experience, and shofar is trying to cling to that experience. The words of the tefillah, as we're going to see, help you verbalize the experience of shofar. But all of Rosh Hashanah is shofar. I spoke on Shabbos. We have this idea of doing simonim. We have like this whole superstitious ideas that you eat this for that. Why do we do that on Rosh Hashanah? Because Rosh Hashanah is the idea of connection, that the world of physical doesn't exist. It's all this world of physical is a manifestation of spirituality. So you realize by eating this, you're connecting to the spiritual. Your mundane things are spiritual beings. It's the world, because all of life is a great superstition. That's the feeling of Rosh Hashanah. That the meaning that God is with us. That there is such an imminence. Malchut Hashem, it's clear. It's evidence. On Rosh Hashanah, we are given that experience, and the shofar is that. That's why the shofar, we don't blow the shofar, we listen to the shofar. Because that voice that God is here, it's talking to us all the time. We just have to be aware and open our eyes. That's the Hayoim, that's mindfulness, is watching the world, watching our lives, and realize how Hashgacha just is surrounding us. We just choose to ignore. We become oblivious. Shofar, you've got to pay attention. Because life is paying attention to that inner voice. And the inner voice is what shofar is. So says the Ramchal, shofar, that power of shofar, which is the inner voice, the inner existence of this physical, is not full in effect. But with the spiritual was able to free itself of that veneer. That was able to transpire through the veneer. That's the idea where it was able to break through. And now it was able to free itself from the physical. Now the Kedusha is able to get away from the evil, from the physical. You could have spiritual without physical, without being bound in physical in words. That's the shofar, and that's the experience of Matan Torah. Now he says, this is what Losed Lovo is. That this will be a spiritual that will see how we are God's representation. And the good and the spiritual will only be there. So you realize that this world is traveling towards the tikkun, which is the tikkun of Etz Hadaat. And you realize the tikkun of Etz Hadaat. Etz Hadaat starts, according to Chazal, on the Nesira. The Nesira is the day of Rosh Hashanah, was the day that the female was separate from the male, right? It's called the slicing. Because the physical, with the female, which are the receivers, which is the humans and the physical, became separate from the giver, which is the male, which is Hashem. That separation was done, when was it done? Through sleeping, right? That's why I mentioned on Shabbos, on Rosh Hashanah, there is this obsession of not sleeping. We are not allowed to sleep. And what is the shofar? Waking people up not to fall asleep. Because the only way we think that the world is an entity on its own, and it runs on its own, and it's separate from spiritual, is only because people sleep. It's a dream. What life needs to do, the shofar, is to wake people up. Open your eyes and smell the roses. Shofar is that. Look at our lives. How our lives, the hashgocha, goes to no end. We just have to put two and two together. So shofar is waking up of a big slumber, because the world can only exist in its separate form if we are oblivious, if we slumber it through, if we sleep it through. Shofar is the waking up. That's mindfulness. Be aware of what's going on. Be aware of the beauty that surrounds you, the hargochi, the coincidences, and something called serendipity that surrounds us. That's the voice of shofar. That's what shofar is supposed to do. Shofar is supposed to wake the world up from the slumber. Slumber is what allowed the female and the male to be separate. Chazal, so if you look at it, the Nisira, the separation between the male and the female, was done through slumber. The day of Rosh Hashanah is the day that we break slumbers. Rambam says, Zuru Yeshenim. Wake up. The Rambam says, even though Tchiya Shoifan, Zeira Tzakosuv, Remez Yeshpoi. There is a hint. Why shofar is a hint? Because the voice of shofar is the hint of life. God doesn't show up in life. The voice of shofar doesn't show up. The voice of shofar hints to us his existence. God talks to us all the time. The shofar tells you that God is screaming through us. But he doesn't talk to us. We need to listen, like a shofar. And that is spoken in the word of remez. The same way the shofar is not a message, is a remez to the message. The world is a remez. And that's the idea of shofar. The idea of shofar is to wake up, to bring a level of consciousness to work, to realize that the whole world is blowing a shofar. We have to listen to it, and all the shofar is a remez. God talks to us in that deeper voice before words, and it's a remez that he's there, and we are connected. And we have to wake up from slumber. And how do we wake up from slumber? Focusing on the hayoyim, focusing on the present. Shofar is living the present, is experiencing, is savoring, is listening the inner truth of the life, which is the inner truth of ourselves. We're always looking for a voice to talk to us from outside, but the voice, the shofar tells, is a voice from the inside. It's from within. The truth is within. And this is the shofar. The shofar is the presence of Hayom. And that's what it says here. The first experience that we had in God of that voice, of that inner truth of the Matan Torah, that's the voice of the shofar. That's why roi mesakolos. You know the difference of roi mesakolos? If you hear voice, here is sequential. We never hear the whole thing together. You hear one word, and then the next is a process. You never see something in process. When you see something, it comes together. That's roi mesakolos. That's the truth of the life. That's all connected. It's all together. The ashlama satikun, and the ultimate end of the shofar, when that inner voice becomes the reality, shatov inatech nitzachon gamur gamil the shofar. This is the shofar. The shofar is the shofar godol. So kias olam haba is a great shofar. Today is a small shofar. This is a big shofar. We need to talk about shofar godol. V'shikun ze yegom mashulayah matntora nikra shofar godol. Since that's the ultimate tikun, it's called shofar godol. What's the idea of the Shofar Roshon? Shofar Roshon is to take what we experience in Matan Torah and to bring it about, and to bring us closer to the ultimate Shofar. So all the Shofar Roshon is taking the Matan Torah, carrying it forward to Biat HaMashiach. And the Tefillah is all to bring about this idea. And this is the idea of Shofar. This idea of Roshon. Is the idea of reflecting life, that life is a great remez. You know the voice of the shofar. The voice of the shofar in Chazal is divided in two. There is the first key and the last key, which is, the halacha is that it has to be a voice which is straight, it can't break, there's no break, and afuch. The halacha is that the straighter and more simple the voice is, the better it is. And then the shvarim, or the trua, are broken up. And that's very individual. If you realize that, if you give to every show, that kia sounds the same everywhere, shvorim don't sound the same anywhere. It's always different. And if you go to some yeshivas, they have shvorim and trua blown in a million ways, and etc. So Chazal and the Zohar says, right, that shvorim is midas adin. Because it's broken up. Midas adin, suffering, injustice, is broken up. It's only midas adin because you don't see the full picture. God never punishes us. The real, it's always good. But it's only suffering because we don't see the good of it. We don't see the whole thing. We only see pisimoli. And therefore, midas adin is so different by every person. Tkia is the world which is a straight line. It's the voice without a break, which is forever. And that is the experience of Chesed. All the avod of Shofar is to realize that Midas Adin starts from Chesed and goes to Chesed. If we are able to connect to the truth of the world and we look for the essence of the world, God allows us to experience that Chesed which is hidden within Midas Adin, Midah Keneged Midah. Because Midas Adin is Chesed and it's connected to Chesed, but we can't experience it. What in Rosh Hashanah we want to ask Hashem is, we want to experience the God. We want to experience that there is no suffering. If you search for the inner truth, Mina Kedeged Mina, Kodesh Baruch Hu will show you the inner truth. The shofar becomes broken if you don't connect to the inner truth. Once you connect to the high truth, everything will show up. And therefore, this is the day that Kodesh Baruch Hu goes from Kisei Adin to Kisei Rachamim. This is the day that if you want to see the inner truth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show you the inner truth. And the inner truth is that it's all chesed. Midas Adin is only, again, a shell of Midas HaChesed. And that experience is that if we search for it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us. This is the idea of Rosh Hashanah. Now, once you take this, now we could see the old davening. First of all, you go like this. Start the Zochreinu L'chaim Melech Chofetz B'chaim. Right, in the first addition that we do in the first bracha, there are many issues. Number one, the first bracha usually can't ask for things, and here we ask him. Number two, what does he have to do with the theme of the bracha? Well, the theme of the bracha is Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Hakel HaGodol, HaGibor VaNoira, Ovis. Zochreinu L'chaim, remembers for life. And write us in the book of life, what does he have to do with the first bracha. Thematically, it doesn't fit in. And I'll tell you what the Gross says in the Nusid Ramchal. The world was created with three, with Sefer, Sefer, the Sipur. A book, and a story. Says the Groh, the book, and the story are connected, the three swarm of Rosh Hashanah that you have, the book of Rishoyim, the book of Tzadikim, and the book of Beinim. The two books, book and a book, is the book of Tzadikim and the book of Rishoyim, and the story is the book of the Beinonim. What does that mean? So the girl explains something amazing. The world is a book. But in every book, there is the book as the writer or the author writes it. And then there is the book of the reader. Because you realize what the author writes is not what the reader reads. The reader has his own ways of reading it. Once you write something, it's out in the public domain. That's it. You lose control of the text. There is, the world is a book. But the tzaddikim, they read the book as God wrote it. They see, connected to the author. That is book of the tzaddikim. That's called the book. The book of Rishoyim means they read the book according to their own interpretation, the reader's interpretation, which is very far from the author. That's book of Rishoyim. Both of them can live the same life. Says the Ramchal, is going to explain here, and everybody says the Gro, the book of Rishoyim, book of Tzadikim, is not that what will happen to you. What will happen to you is not the first Brocha. The Sefer HaChaim is both people have the same thing, but how to experience your life. The book of Rishoyim is that you experience your life according to your own biases, your own interpretation. The book of Tzadikim is that you go into God's book, into the writers, the authors. You connect to the author. And the Beinonim are the ones which are dealing a sipur, a story. And a story waves. You could take it from one side to the other side, that you waver from the story of the writer to the story of the reader. That's the waver. Zochreinu l'chaim, yochotveinu b'sefer ha'chaim. Sefer ha'chaim is not what will happen to you, but how you experience what happens to you. And this is the first bracha. In what book do you want to be? Life is a book that's given to us. We have to ask God how to read it. You could read the book according to our own biases, our own stories. We could create, I always mention the Shevet Yehuda says, the Sibah HaTivit. You could have a book that you always look for the natural cause. Why is this happening to me? And you go, and this and that, and you create your own stories. You could read for the real meaning of things. What did the author mean? These things are coming. What does God want from me? It's a God with God. That's tzaddikim. And the Beinonim are wavering. One time at this, one time at that. But we are trying to not, we always focus on what we get. But the most important is not what we get, but how to experience what we get. Okay, that's the idea. So if you look at the bracha, makes sense. Avraham Avinu and Yaakov, Yitzchak and Yaakov, God called himself, I am the God of Abraham, I am the God of Yitzchak, I am the God of Yaakov. Their lives are connected to God. God called their names into their lives. The bracha says, Umevi goel livnei v'nehem, and God brings a salvation to their children, leman shmoi, for, what you call it, on behalf or for his name. What does that mean? That Hashem is revealing himself through us. The same way he revealed himself through Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Jewish people is God's revelation in this world. Umevi goel, and he brings a salvation, a story to the Jewish people, leman shmoi, on the behalf of his name. Because that is how God is revealing himself through us. We become tools of revelation. So when we hear Zochreinu L'chaim, God remembers us for life. V'chotveinu b'sefer ha'chaim, put us in the book of life, that we should see life as you want it, which is בספר חיים למען חי, לוקים חיים. That let us be like Avraham Avinu. That our lives are coming here to fulfill your book, your author intent. So this is thematically the exact same thing, Rova. The same way Jewish life is seen as a revelation of God, we want our lives to be a revelation of God, which means written in the Sefer Chaim, written not in the book according to our terms, but in His terms. And this is the ultimate epitome of the Brocha, that we want our lives to be connected to God, to be in His book, not in our own written interpretation. And that's what the Maral, the Ramchal says. If you look at the Ramchal is on page Hey. Zochreinu Lechaim. Hine ha'adam nidon tchila. The first judgment of a person is al pi masav limanot betzadikim b'shoim. First, he wants to know what book is he on, the Rishoyim or the Tzadikim. Both get the exact same thing. But one is one, one is the other. V'zeh nikra mamash sefer ha'chaim v'sefer ha'meisim. One is sefer ha'chaim v'sefer ha'meisim. D'hainu ha'nikva ben ha'tzadikim. The one who is in the group of tzadikim. As I told you, the book of the writer, of the author, who ha'nichtav v'sefer ha'chaim. That is somebody who's in the sefer ha'chaim. Doesn't matter what happens to you. V'anitcha v'nikva ben ha'rishoyim. And the one who is in the life of the rishoyim, who ha'nichtav v'sefer ha'meisim. V'atol v'yoymed. And the Tol Yoim is the sipur of where are you going to bring yourself to what book? This is the first bracha of Zochreinu Lechaim. We want to be lemancha Elohim chaim. We want to be the expression of God. We want our lives to be the expression, expressing and revealing God's name in this world. So we want our experiences, whatever we get. It's not that we want to get more or get less. We want to experience our lives as a revelation of God. That we are revealing God in this world. If we perceive God in this world, we can reveal Him in this world. If we don't perceive Him in this world, we can reveal Him. And that's that bracha. Now, then I want to skip, because I don't have much time, on page Gimel before. So according to this, now ubechen ten pachdecha makes a lot of sense. Ubechen ten pachdecha ubo mem beitivot. The 42 words on the tchen ten pachdecha. 42 is the traveling. The Jewish people traveled 42 masaot. This is the travels of life. Right? And that is the world, how God travels away or travels back. The number 42 is the traveling of the world. This is the famous called the journey of the universe. That's why the 42 Masalot. It's called the Shem Ana Bekoach. It's interesting, now somebody pointed out, if you go to Bobov, in the entrance to Bobov, there is the Shem Mem Beis, Ana Bekoach. Because the Bobov Rebbe, when he came back from the war, he saw himself that those travails that he passed on to, as people know, he suffered a lot in the Second World War, and he saw that travail is the travail of the 42, which is the 42 Masalot that the Jewish people went, is the travail of getting closer to God. So that travail, the journey of life, is the 42 steps, which is 7 times 6. You could travel always away from God, or you could travel towards God. So v'chen ten pachdecha, we're asking Hashem that the world should be traveling towards Him and not away from Him. Milvad v'chen, without the word v'chen, v'chen means and so. And so means the result of all of this is to turn life into journey. V'soyde besod birur ha'olam. And this is the birur ha'olam. The world is in a journey, is traveling. You could be traveling. You realize something so amazing, right? If you look at the universe, either the universe is traveling, it's like getting out, or the world can be getting closer. World is, as a yitzia, mirshus ha'yochet, rushus ha'rabim, or coming back. Our prayer is that we want the world to be coming back towards the Yehud. So that kavon of the tefillah is that the journey should be towards unity. Besoitia azepo chalom im sofa brura likur kulam b'shem Hashem le'ovdo shechem echod. That's what the pasuk says. As efo chalam im sofa brura likur kulam b'shem Hashem le'ovdo shechem echod. V'zehu, and that's why this bracha says v'yosu kulam aguda echas lasa retzoincha. Says Hashem, let the world unify to come and to proclaim your will. We want the world to travel towards unity, to create the ultimate unification. The world should all get closer and closer to His will. And this is every Rosh Hashanah. Every Rosh Hashanah we're trying to get closer to the Yichud. Rosh Hashanah is a standard. We are trying to see the inner truth. And we're trying to get closer to the inner truth. Every Rosh Hashanah should be a traveling of the main base toward the inner truth. And this is why he said on the third brocha, the Kiddush Hashem, right? This is the brocha of Kodesh Ata, which is the Gilui Shem Shamayim. The Gilui Shem Shamayim is we want the name to be revealed and revealed and the world to become closer and closer and closer to that reality. This ichud be Israel ishlot. This is what defines the Jewish people. Ato echad v'shimcha echad v'kiamcha Israel goy echad ba'olam. V'chol ayumos b'shabon tachtem. And that's how the goyim, what we believe, that they will be underneath us. Not they will be controlled. They will be part of that unity. Everybody leading towards the same thing. It's not people taking it away, but this is the traveling and the going. In the Jewish people, in the 42 Masoes, there were two Metzorayim. One was called Et, and the other one is called Hav. Et Vahev Besufa. Rav Mendel Mishkalov, in the Tamidi Agro, they found his Ksofim, and he says, Et Vahev is Begimatra, Yeshua and Muhammad. It's Begimatra, Jesus and Muhammad. Because they are the ones who also are bringing the world to the Hakor of the Ichud. They are not going through us in our journey, but they are affecting our journey to be Megali Ichud Hashem. So all of the world is this journey, and we're trying to journey in, not to Chas V'Shalom be moving out. And that's the Bakosh of Rosh Hashanah, that you have to see that you're trying to move towards the inner truth, to that voice of the Shofar, to the inner truth of the world. And all the goyim and all the things that are happening with the world, we have to see that in some ways they have to bring us closer to their hakora and not to remove us away. And that's what it says. Vezesh chamru chazal lulav manotzach. So the whole idea of lulav, which is loy lev, right? The lulav is that leaf that you bring the leaves together, is a sign that who won. She isre to kivachol shona. Because every year, this journey, where the journey is traveling, towards, forwards, or backwards, is done on Rosh Hashanah. This is the idea that Klal Yisrael should be the ones controlling the power of the world, not Chas V'Shalom to take it away. And that is the real winning of the Jewish people. With this, we'll see only at the end. This is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is towards the shofar. That we are moving towards the experience, looking at the inner experience, making sure that the world gets closer to the shofar every year and year in aspects. And the way how to do it is to open our eyes and to see how everything is a remez, how everything connects. And if it all connects, then the shofar Midas Adin doesn't exist. Midas Adin means that the world is disconnected. In the world of connect, if we search for the inner connection, the inner truth, Hakadosh Baruch Hu allows to experience that. And that's the idea of Rosh Hashanah. That all of life is simonim. Simonim, Chazal say, Aser lecha simonim, the simonim amid that you shouldn't forget. All of life is simonim that you shouldn't forget. All the travails. And if you pay attention to the serendipity, we realize that the shofar is constantly blowing, but we need to pay attention to the shofar. And this is the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. And if you see all the davening, these 42 letters is where the world's traveling. Traveling away from the inner truth, or traveling closer to the inner truth. And our bakosha is the world should travel closer to bring the idea of Yehud. And the way how I experience davening, I think it's so important to think about the words that we're saying, to listen to what we're saying. The davening has ideas which are repeated again and again and again. If you listen to the psukim on Malchus, Zichronis, and Shoforas, you realize that these ideas are repeated again and again and again. And we have to speak, to say, and to try to experience the present, to look at our lives, and to see inner truth, to search for that inner truth of the universe. And that is the experience of Davening Rosh Hashanah. And that's the experience of listening to the shofar. Listening to the shofar is we have to listen to that inner truth that's within ourselves, to get that feeling. And that's the whole Davening Rosh Hashanah. The whole Davening Rosh Hashanah is traveling towards that inner truth. I thought the Arizal says that on this day, the Jewish soul is given the ability to experience that. We have to work on ourselves, but we can experience that. And the way to experience is looking at the words of davening and repeating to ourselves again and again and again. And the words of the davening speak for themselves. The words of Malchus and the Psukim, the word of Zichronis and the word of Shofaris. And you realize that the theme is Akedas Yitzchok, the devotion of the Jewish people ready to die Al Kiddush Hashem, because we realize that life is nothing but a great Kiddush Hashem. Therefore, we will die Al Kiddush Hashem, because dying Al Kiddush Hashem is the true life. That's Yitzchok. That's why the davening always is this theme of the Kiddush Hashem of Malchus Hashem. We always go that He's the only one, and Yerishon v'Niachrin. The ultimate pasuk is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. The idea of Rosh Hashanah is also the feeling of dependency. The fact that we depend so much in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what makes life great. Because the Nochash, right, which created the ultimate distance, if you look at the Nochash, what was the punishment of the Nochash? The punishment of the Nochash is that he doesn't depend on God. No, because the Midrash says, Chazal Boruch Hulin says, she doesn't have taste buds, so she's never worried about anything. Hoylach lagag, mizuneseyim, I mean, she has bugs up there, she's never worried. She is on her own. Our failures, our frailties, it's what creates dependency. And that's how we position. Rosh Hashanah is the reframing. The reset of the world is Rosh Hashanah. Because it's very easy throughout the year to distance from Hashem. This is to reset, to bring us closer to being the truth. To realize that our dependency is what makes us human and what makes us allow to see Hashem every moment of our lives. The fact that we cannot do it on our own makes us connected to the soul. That frailty, that dependency, that connection is what Hashem is all about. Is the idea of bitochen, that we don't have to be afraid because Hashem is everywhere. The voice of the shofar is pre-words, there is a connection, there's an inner truth. And the inner truth is within ourselves. And what's important is the hayoyim, for us to be aware and conscious of the present. Never worry about the future, never dwell about the past. Savor and experience the present. Yeah, because Bukh allows us for this, because indeed Rosh Hashanah, you should know something, is an experience that's the reset of life, and that takes away a little bit of that Chet Hatzadas that created that separation, that created a world that words and we fool ourselves and we never let our inner voice talk to us. And the day of the shofar, the day of the experience. Have a good gesund Kibbutz Shiur for everybody.